The bridging ceremony is a rite of passage that welcomes our graduating high school seniors into the rewards and responsibilities of adult life. The bridge has two sides. One is childhood and adolescence, where they have become leaders and role models for their younger friends and acquaintances. The other side is a scary and vast frontier of the unknown, full of boundless opportunities and new challenges. We, the adult members of this church community, also stand on the other side. We stand on the other side with our arms open to welcome them, our minds prepared to mentor and learn from them, and our hearts prepared to share life together with them. These are exceptional young people, and you are in for a treat. Please hold your applause until after the congregational commitment following all of their presentations.
Good morning.
Call and response. Okay. It's a pleasure to be up here in front of you all today. Many of you have seen, my name is Gus Tate. Many of you have seen me speak up before you and have trusted me with your donations. But now I'm able to stand before you not as a child or as a youth, but now as an adult and a member of this community. Not that I wasn't before, but now in a new way. Let me describe to you what BOOF has meant to me and what it has evolved into over the years. In the beginning, BOOF did not mean very much to me. It was a weekly ritual my mother forced my brother and I to attend. One of the early services I witnessed as a fifth grader was an Earth Day service. Many of you may be thinking this is a normal, everyday service. You would be a little wrong. The entire congregation was standing outside in this beautiful courtyard, holding our minister up on a chair above everyone, and chanting, "Hail the moon, hail the stars," and things along those lines. As a fifth grader, this is a very interesting first impression. Things started to change as I entered to become a little older, started making some more friends here. Beyond that, I wasn't tremendously interested. One of the reasons I did become interested was this allure of a pilgrimage to Boston. Now, I didn't really see it as that at the time, only a really neat trip without my parents. So it was completely and utterly awesome. There were a few requirements, however, I had to meet. I had to participate in coming of age and find an adult mentor in the congregation to help me become older and more mature, I suppose. I decided I wanted someone fun and someone who had a sense of humor. So when Jennifer asked me who it was, I didn't know his name. But I did know that every Deck the Halls, he led the Five Golden Rings song, and every time he wore a bright, colorful vest that reflected the season. It turns out that he was as happy to be my mentor as I was to have him. His name was Carson Fredericks. I did eventually find out that he had a PhD and had been a professor of English for a number of years beforehand, and that he was the real reason why I enjoyed coming to age. He was the first adult that I had really met that treated me not as a little kid anymore or as someone not worth listening to, but as an adult. I don't know if that was deserved at the time, but he treated me all the same. He was genuinely interested and involved. And he even celebrated my birthday with me once. He was the strongest connection I had formed to BOOF, and he would remain an anchor here for me until now. The next challenge was our whole lives sexuality course. I was in ninth grade. I had all these spiels before about sex and condoms and gender identity. Needless to say, that was not why I came back. Once welcomed into the senior high, however, I thought I had changed in a number of ways. I like to think I had matured a lot. I'd also made a number of friends along the way. All were BOOF goers and they, like I, had made this place a home away from home. But the novelty of high school was not going to last very long, and we needed someone who was going to be able to stand having a group of people who oftentimes weren't happy they were awake, oftentimes weren't happy someone was making them talk, and oftentimes were unhappy that they were even here and not at their house. His name is Joe Wechselberger. Not only did he bring to RE almost every Sunday an interesting discussion or something that get us to talk, but he treated us the exact same way that Costin had treated me when I was younger. He was interested, and he was genuinely wanted to be there. And that kept us here, at least me, until now. In reality, BOOF has been a place of community to me, and a place that I feel that I belong. I've been able to donate a fire pit here and earn my Eagle Scout in the process. I've been given the ability to help my larger community by adopting a piece of highway and cleaning it a couple times a year. I've created a musical scholarship with Costin that helps children at Whittier Elementary School. I've even been invited to be on the RE committee. And even though I was not really coming back for the open commentary because that didn't interest me, and I certainly was not coming back for the singing, especially when it was in Hungarian, I kept wanting to come back. I kept coming back because this place values me. I'm happy to say that I found this congregation, and I'll bring this sense of belonging wherever I may wander, even to my future university. I've decided to attend the College of William & Mary in Virginia. The joint degree program in which I have enrolled myself in will allow me to spend not only 2 years at the College of William & Mary, but also 2 years at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, which has been in the news recently. There I hope to achieve a bachelor's in international relations with international honors. And I want to thank this congregation for giving me a group that I will always feel a sense of community in. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is McLean Walker Morledge. When I was little, I believed in a heaven and hell, though I didn't believe that hell was permanent and that heaven was only for Christians. In my elementary school years, I became an atheist, not believing in a divine God. In my middle school years, I started believing in reincarnation. Now, as I graduate, I believe in goodwill, possibly an afterlife, and definitely science. Thank you, Unitarian Universalists, for not allowing me to blindly follow, but to really think deeply. I would really like to thank everyone who has ever been my teacher, including my RE teachers and my mentor, Claudia Farnsworth. They treated me with kindness and respect. I've talked to Anthony about utopian societies and how they would affect the world. We've gone out for coffee and bowling and shared many discussions together. I felt accepted as part of the senior high group. Thank you for that. I would like to reflect on what it would take to make a better society. Society would be better if people tried to open their minds more and reflect on their own beliefs. Next school year, I am going to Renaissance. It has a program where I will continue to continue my academic study, focusing primarily on horticulture and astrobiology. I plan on coming to Booth frequently this year. Through the years, I have enjoyed walking through the grove at Booth, and I hope to walk there for many years to come. Thank you, and don't eat too many cookies.
Janelle Riley will now play a piece on her cello for you.
Thank you. Good morning. So I'm Jen O'Reilly, and music has always been a way for me to put my mind at ease. When I'm playing, nothing else seems to matter. I don't have to worry about any upcoming exams or any homework that I have. And music is a sense of acceptance for me. Like, I don't have to worry about anything else. And that's exactly what the church has been for me as I've been growing up. So when Jesse Jackson was recently at the University of Idaho giving a speech, he was confronted by a concerned parent regarding a racial slur her son had heard in school. Jackson replied with, "He needs to get tough. Those things will be said, but nobody will be able to become successful if they cannot get over those words intended to wound. It is something that I have had to deal with while growing up in Idaho, a state that lacks diversity." As stated by Jesse Jackson, "I have had to learn from these experiences and get a tough skin and not let those racial slurs get to me. From these experiences and being able to rely on the Unitarian Church as a place of acceptance, I have become a much stronger of an individual. The Unitarian Church has been a place that I can rely on to always be accepting and never judgmental. There are never any negative words or slurs. It is a place that feels like home. I knew I always had Marsha Lyons that was looking after me since she was my secret buddy and my coming-of-age mentor. There was always Joe exciting me about the next Sunday service and Elizabeth who watched me grow up and was always a role model to me. I feel all the members in this congregation have looked over me and provided a place for me to grow up away from the cliques and peer pressure experienced at school. Although I have not attended as frequently as I had wished due to my busy schedule, this congregation will always have a special place in my heart. It has opened up my eyes to other churches and religions as well as cultures experienced in Boston. I appreciate all that the congregation has done for me, and I appreciate the church for allowing me to form my own belief system. A lot of my friends are LDS, and I'm glad that I've been a part of a church that allows me to form my own beliefs. I have learned that my view of religion is not a finite system. It is an evolving and expanding process that develops over time. As far as my future schooling, I will be attending the University of Nevada at Reno, where I plan to go into nursing. I will be living in the pre-nursing living learning community, which allows me to take classes with other nursing students. After college, I plan to go into the Peace Corps, where I can put my medical skills to use. The Unitarian Church has shaped my goals to help those that are in need and less fortunate. This church will always be a second home to me. In the future, I hope to come back and see all the familiar faces that have shaped me, who I am today. Thank you.
Hi. My name's Jade Duffy. There's a saying that says, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you might get. That may be for the future, but today I'm going to talk about the past and present of being Jade Duffy. My saying is, life is like a cake mix. You can never go wrong with the ingredients you already have. You can never regret the past. First, I'm going to talk about the ingredients you will need to make up my life. To make Jade Duffy, you will need 1/2 cup of adoption, 1/4 cup of booth, 1/4 cup of school, 3/4 cup of family, 1/2 cup of 4-H, and 1 heaping tablespoon of joy. Adoption is a big part of my life. Well, actually, it is my life. Adoption is a major thing to happen to a family. I'm happy I got the family I did. There's no other way I could picture my life. There is no amount of money in the world that could change that. Now for boof. I was pretty much raised Unitarian. I've been with this fellowship for 16 years. I played hide and seek in the Grove and hunted for Easter eggs filled with candy. I helped with the mosaic and the walk through time. This year was my last year doing Santa Lucia. When I was a little girl, I dreamed of getting to wear the crown of candles. I was the go-to girl for chalice lighting. And I remember when we used to gather in class in the two entryways before we had the wings. I would run to sit in the giant pillows. Seems like everything at Booth is a rite of passage. You take it as it comes. Before we left for class, we would come to the front and sit and listen to a story or book. It would make me feel like I was one of the grown-ups. I was a Boston bounder and got to know Joe Wechselberger, who is our senior high advisor and a great man. Boston was great. We learned about being a Unitarian, and we all got to be close friends. Now my life is crazy busy, and I try my best to come. I know I will never forget this place. School is always important, no matter how much you don't want to get up in the morning. This year, I'm graduating from Central Academy. I really like it there. Central is where I learned that I wanted to go into the culinary arts. I had a great teacher and made everything from Muddy Buddies to Baked Alaska. I love to cook, but baking is my passion. I'm famous for my chocolate chip cookies. I believe food is art you can eat. Family is always important. Growing up, I knew I could turn to anyone in my family for help or just to talk. I was there for them too. When I was a little girl, when you were little, you dreamed of being an adult and getting out of the house. But when you're an adult, you wish you were young again, eating at home with mom and dad. I will miss that. The next ingredient is 4-H. The Duffy family, we bleed green. All three of us girls showed guinea pigs, made crafts, went to camp, and became camp counselors. 4-H is what gives us oomph. We had to speak in front of our peers, giving demonstrations and 5-minute speeches. I thought it would kill me, but 5 minutes goes by really quickly. 4-H gave me the confidence I need to succeed, knowing that you can always make the best better. Lastly is joy. Joy is what makes me, me. Sure, there are bumps in the road, but I don't think I've gone a day without laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. Or a smile on my face. Joy is when you know, no matter what happens, there will always be a happy ending. Even when you feel so bad, you don't think anything could get any better. Joy is knowing that you will always have someone to talk to, family to stand by you, and family to stand by you. So today, I leave you with this. Think of a time when you have felt bad and down in the dirt. Who was there to pick you up? Who was there when the best thing ever happened? Who will be there for you when you need someone the most? Now with that, I want you to remember those people, the ones you will never forget and the ones who will never forget you. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Abby Sevier, and today I'm going to read an excerpt of an essay I submitted to 8 universities. A small blur of a boy dashed down the hall, only stopping to drop the laminated circle he was holding at my feet. His victorious cackle indicated the circle wasn't worth the trouble, but I curiously reached down to pick it up. The words, "I'm glad you're you, don't change, pass it on," were representative of another feel-good exercise typical of my liberal-leaning church. I intended simply to set it on the table next to me, but as my friend approached, I abdicated my plan of mature restraint. I forced the circle upon my friend, mockingly repeating the message on the car. My friend protested, "What am I going to do with this?" He jabbed the circle back at me, but I laughed in triumph. "Too bad, you touched it last." This provocative remark began a series of stealthy moves, including him slipping it into my purse and me retaliating by placing it inside his book. But even my series of brilliant efforts hadn't been enough to outwit him, as the slightly open car window had provided a convenient disposal. It sat in my lap as we started to drive away. Suddenly, my sister shrieked with alarm. "You weren't supposed to keep that. You were supposed to give it to somebody else." My dad wheeled the car around and we careened back into the crowded parking lot. We jerked to a stop next to a woman wearing a bright fuchsia dress. Her bright pink pumps made her tower above the car, accentuating her already tall, broad-shouldered stature. I had to crane my neck to see her kind face with its strong, chiseled jaw. I handed the circle stating to her, stating casually, "This is for you." As she accepted the circle with broad, worn hands, a look of surprise enveloped her strong face. She softly said, "Thank you," in a deep, disarmingly low, masculine voice. My mouth hung open as I sat stunned. This unexpected realization of the true gender of this woman had left my brain paralyzed and my body tense. My brain fired conflicting orders demanding, "Apologize, Abby," while simultaneously wishing my dad would drive away and never look back. Finally, I managed to stumble, "You're welcome," before my father pulled out of the parking lot. I felt deeply embarrassed. I was embarrassed by my poor reaction, her genuine gratitude, and my immature behavior throughout the entire morning. Yes, the circle seemed frivolous in its message to me, but to the woman I had foisted it on, it had an entirely different significance. I lived in a realm where my biggest issues with myself were minor lapses of self-esteem. This woman lived in an opposite land in which most of society rejected her decision to change genders. I recognize that the simple message of "I'm glad you're you, don't change" can truly offer a bridge of compassion, helping to remind women, the woman in the parking lot, that their bravery is not lost on us. Although it has been nearly 6 years since that day, this memory is still remarkably vibrant. Few experiences in life force you to confront stereotypes and your own personal preconceptions so directly, and without BOOF, this would have been impossible. Few places can boast, especially in red-blooded conservative Idaho, that they house Jews, Catholics, Presbyterians, and even atheists under one roof. Many of my friends don't understand this anomaly, attempting to understand what vaguely construed set of beliefs could possibly not offend anybody, yet provide some sense of unity. For me, being a Unitarian has been less about exactly what our common ground was, but more about the fact that we actually had some. I think BOOF's success lies not in its wonderful sermons and fantastic RE classes, but in its tolerant congregation. This characteristic of our congregation is easy to overlook, as tolerance is something claimed by many, but enacted by few. Even the most open-minded people find themselves guilty of snap judgments, and when they're catapulted into a situation where they're unprepared and unsure of how to act. There is no doubt in my mind that I'll be thrust into these situations many more times during my life, but I know that BOOF has prepared me well. Regardless of whether you attend this fellowship for 3 more years or 30, please cherish the support, kindness, and love that flows through this congregation. Although I've been to no other church in my lifetime, I can confidently say that this is what religion should be. Not a place of fear or obligation, but one of compassion, and as that circle so astutely said, acceptance.